And let's go straight to the United States, where voters are right now making their choice for president in what many are calling an historic election day.
Are you fired up? Are you ready to go? Fired up! Ready to go! Fired up! Ready to go! Fired up! Ready to go! Virginia, let's go change the world.
I feel it, and you feel it, and we're going to win this election. We're going to win it.
The voter lines were long and they formed early for what voting analysts say will be a record-breaking turnout in the 2008 U.S. presidential election.
I felt voting was a pleasure. It was something I've been doing for years, but today seeing all the people there was a joy to my heart.
I read up on my stuff, and even when it comes to voting for, like, Senate and stuff like that, I wanted to make sure I knew exactly who I wanted to vote for, so.
I'm really excited to vote in this election. I kind of feel like Christmas is tomorrow, and I'm waiting until tomorrow so I can finally go and open my presents. Any way you look at it, this is an historic election, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
I couldn't sleep, you know, something that's... It gets me excited to vote.
It feels historic. It's a beautiful fall day, and I feel invigorated. I've got my sticker, which I'm going to wear all day. It feels really exciting and like something really important and new is going to happen, whoever wins.
Just some of the 130 million voters expected to turn out today. Much of the country is still voting, but booths have closed in the swing states of Florida, Virginia, Ohio and Pennsylvania. And if the opinion polls are right, Democrat Barack Obama could clinch the election in these key eastern states alone. It'll be a pivotal moment in US history if Barack Obama wins the White House today. He would be America's first black president. But history would also be made with John McCain, who would become the oldest candidate to be elected. And if he won, America would have its first female vice president. This race has also broken records for the amount of money spent, and it's being conducted in the midst of the biggest economic crisis in the US since the Great Depression.